Hello once more. This is the last of my biblical reflections on the themes raised in John Carroll's book, The Wreck of Western Culture. Some have asked whether I'll be doing more of these short spots, and the answer is that I hope to, but one thing COVID-19 reminds us is that it depends on God's will. Some have also asked whether I'm critiquing or disagreeing with John Carroll's book. The answer is simple, but slightly different to expectations. These videos are not seeking to answer or disagree with the book. John Carroll wrote from a particular point of view. Much as of what he wrote, I agree with. Some of it I disagree with. But overall, though positive about some Christian thinkers, such as Martin Luther, he doesn't write from a biblical viewpoint. And so we are in basic disagreement. I've taken up some of the themes that he's raised and tried to quickly summarise the Bible's viewpoint on these themes, which is very different. For those who have never read his book, you've not missed anything in hearing what the Bible says about such great themes by just listening to these videos. I'm not commending reading John Carroll's book, and I'm not, of course, condemning reading it. It got me thinking, and for that I'm very thankful. But it's very confused and confusing about biblical Christianity. Now, to get to the last of this series with the twin themes of faith and repentance. Let's deal with repentance first. It's not mentioned much in Carroll's book, which again shows you that he's not writing from a biblical perspective because it is so important in the Bible. It means much more than being sorry. It's not the same as being ashamed, nor, of course, feeling guilty. It's rather the change of mind that issues forth in a changed direction of life. The prodigal son is a simple illustration of repentance. Having left his father's house to waste his money and wild living, he found himself scraping the bottom of the barrel. And we read in Luke 15, verse 17, but when he came to himself, he said, "How many of my father's hired servants have more than enough bread, but I perish here with hunger? I will arise and go to my father, and I will say to him, 'Father, I have sinned against heaven and before you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son. Treat me as one of your hired servants.'" Here's the change of mind that led to a changed life, a changed direction. And that's what the Bible means by repentance. But what of faith? Well, Professor Carroll spends a lot of time on faith, but I'm afraid it doesn't represent biblical faith. There are several confusions people have about this word faith. Let me just take six of them very quickly. Firstly, faith is not a religious or spiritual word, but a simple word meaning trust. It's something we all do, trusting or relying or depending upon someone or something or some word or some promise. Humans actually can't function without trust. The person who can't trust people or ideas knows nothing and has no friends. Secondly, the opposite of biblical faith is not doubt, but faithlessness or double-mindedness would be a better correction in James, translation in James 1. Thirdly, the problem with our modern-day word faith is that it's caught up in the intellectual debate about knowledge. Intellectual doubt or lack of absolute certainty is normal in all but the most tautological forms of knowledge. Which leads fourthly to the issue of faith being not irrational, not less than rational, but in fact it should be more than rational. It's the true basis of rationality in that we trust the information that we are able to process and we trust our own ability to be able to process information intellectually. And it's the step beyond rationality in that after processing the information, we then trust it and so act upon it, act in faith. Fifthly, the value of faith is determined by its object, not by its intensity or emotions. What's important about Christian faith is not that we trust, but that we trust Jesus. For we're not saved by our faith, but by Jesus in whom we trust, especially his death and resurrection. Sixthly and finally, repentance and faith go together as the appropriate response to the great I Am. For instead of thinking of ourselves as I am and I will be who I will be, we need to turn back in repentance to the true I Am and ask for his forgiveness and trust his way to live rather than our own. God has promised such forgiveness on the basis of Jesus' death and resurrection, so we trust, we have faith that God will forgive us and accept us back, just as the Father accepted the prodigal back. We're not saved by our faith any more than we're saved by good works, but we're saved by God in Christ Jesus. Repentance and faith are not matters of rationality and freedom, but the work of God's Spirit in our lives. But then again, that's another theme not much mentioned in Professor Carroll's book. Don't forget to register for Queen's Birthday Conference. It's coming very soon now. I'll try to make some more videos very shortly. I'm thinking about one about how we repent and how we find faith, but bye for now.